American newspapers take in $55 billion a year. Their profit margins are well above those for most other industries, and yet the bad news keeps coming. For nearly two decades, newspapers have been losing paid subscribers, and a new report finds circulation is dropping more quickly than ever. NPR's David Folkenflik has the details.
The latest figures arrive courtesy of the Audit Bureau of Circulations, the equivalent of the Nielsen ratings for newspapers. Daily newspapers surveyed lost nearly 2% of their paid circulation compared to a year ago. Sunday editions lost 2.5%. Thomas Kunkel is a former newspaper editor who's the dean of the Journalism College at the University of Maryland. He says these numbers call for a change in strategy.
The newspapers are not going to be able to sit still for long in the face of these steadily declining circulation numbers, and the advertisers want to know what's going on.
Advertisers pay fees based on the size of circulation. That's what gives such sting to the figures, which could ultimately reduce how much money is set aside for news coverage. Some individual papers suffered even larger setbacks. The Evansville, Indiana Courier and Press lost 6.6% on Sundays. The Baltimore Sun declined by 8.5% on Sundays and nearly 11% overall. Younger readers don't instinctively turn to printed newspapers for news. John Morton is a media consultant who counts the Hearst newspapers among his clients. He says newspapers are pursuing those younger readers in new ways.
Unfortunately, because the Internet got its start with people expecting everything to be free, it's been very difficult for newspapers to figure out how to get money for this. So, in effect, some of their own websites are undermining their paid circulation.
Those online newspaper readers aren't included in the print circulation figures. Newsday in New York and the Washington Post now give away daily tabloid publications aimed at younger readers. Newspapers want them counted toward circulation, too. John Sturm is president and CEO of the Newspaper Association of America. The group's members account for more than 90% of the country's newspaper circulation. Sturm says newspapers want to be measured on readership.
Many, many more people read the newspaper than actually buy them.
Industry analysts also say other factors contributed to the drops. Recent circulation inflation scandals at Newsday and the Dallas Morning News made newspapers far more careful about discounts and other promotions used to lure readers. Matt Storin, formerly a top editor at the New York Daily News and the Boston Globe, says those readers are necessary to keep circulation levels high, but tough to keep.
The dirty little secret of circulation in newspapers is they managed by bargains, by browbeating, by special deals to get about maybe 10 to 20, maybe even 30% of their readership be people who really weren't that committed to the newspaper, but were willing to try it for a while.
And Kunkel, the journalism dean, says publishers are cutting costs to meet short-term profit goals. Many papers are scaling back efforts to attract new readers or reach customers farther away from their headquarters.
When you're constrained by budgets that are driven by the business side because they still have to be making a 25% profit margin, there's only so many ways that you can tinker with things.
Some newspapers are making money from advertising revenue on their websites. But John Morton says they're typically just a drop in the bucket. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
Circulation figures for the nation's top newspapers can be found at npr.org.